This podcast is brought to you by Philips. Simplicity is knowing where to get information about your health. Philips Sense and Simplicity.
Hi, I'm Wendy Douglas from Discovery Health. All this month, we're talking about your personal health and wellness, from how to de-stress and simplify your everyday life to little steps you can take in leading a more natural and healthy lifestyle, and much more. Today, we're talking to Discovery Health's Dan Ho, a lifestyle guru who's all about de-stressing and simplifying your life. And I've had the personal pleasure of working with Dan over the past year. Dan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, it's my pleasure, Wendy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. So Dan, tell me, personally for you, what does leading a healthy lifestyle, what does it mean to you?
Wow, that's a good question, because, you know, there's lots of prescriptions out there. For me, it's really taking the time to not react immediately to stress. I mean, there's lots of, you know, there are lots of things, certainly in my life, that you know, demand that I act now. Sometimes I think a lot of us forget to just, you know, the adage is breathe in and or sleep on it. Or think about it. I think a lot of us too often feel that, you know, we have to react to situations right away because there are so many things on our plate. And so I just try not to react immediately.
I think that's great. I mean, I think that there's also a lot of pressure out there and stress to live your life a certain way, whether it's having your home look a certain way or always going to the gym to work out. So what are some tips that you have for people who feel the pressure to do things a certain way?
Well, you know how I feel about garlic presses, Wendy.
Well, tell everyone. How do you feel about garlic presses?
Well, this is this whole immediacy thing I'm talking about. You know, you have a garlic press, and it's sold because it's going to make the process of mincing garlic faster and easier. But the truth of the matter is, in order to use the garlic press, you have to take out, what, the cutting board, the knife, the garlic. You have to peel the garlic anyway to use the garlic press. And by the time it's all said and done, you end up with smashed garlic. So really, I think I need to start a campaign to call it the garlic smasher instead of the garlic press. And you have all those other things to wash. And so it's the same thing with health, you know. We're under such pressure to, you know, to get those six-pack abs in 6 weeks. And, you know, right now at the gym I just joined, you know, it's like a 20-minute circuit, and you know, everything's got to be fast, 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 fast. And the truth of the matter is that the more time you take, and I'm not saying, you know, take a month to chop your garlic. I'm saying just use what you already have. You know, just the benefits are there. You know, you use your muscles more if you don't use a garlic press. You know, your weight loss and fitness last longer. The benefits really are long-lasting if you just take your time and allow your body to adjust to new exercise programs and a new way of eating. And that's the truth. I didn't make that up.
No, I believe it, because speaking of exercise and losing weight, I know that you, in the past couple of years, you've personally lost over 100 pounds.
Yes. It wasn't over the last couple of years, actually. It was over, I started the weight loss journey in 1999, and I would say that it took me about 5 years to really lose the weight. So it was 20 pounds a year, really.
Wow. And what was your secret? I mean, losing that much weight is, of course, not an easy thing. And, you know, so many people are trying to lose weight, and you lose 5 pounds, and you gain 2, you lose 20, and then you kind of get stuck. I mean, what advice do you have on people who are out there trying to lose
weight? Yeah. Again, you know, back to the immediacy thing, take your time. I think that, you know, we've become a world of super dieters, you know, and, you know, I know some people, incidentally, who have just 100 pounds to lose, which is what I lost it without, you know, surgery and pills and so forth, but who really do themselves a disservice because they want to lose it so quickly. You know, your skin sags. I'm really lucky. I don't have that problem, and I think really it's because I took the time. So if there was any secret, it really wasn't a secret. The obvious secret was that I wasn't Superman, and I only had the energy to lose 20 pounds a year, because it's hard. It's really, really, you know, losing 5 pounds is tough. And, you know, we tend to take that lightly in this country that, you know, it's just 5 pounds, but you know, 5 pounds is a lot of weight.
It is a lot. So I think one of the hardest things sometimes when you're trying to lose weight is the whole idea of snacking in between meals. And I know that you have a few suggestions in terms of healthy snacks, whether it's using fruit with spices. Can you give us maybe 2 of your favorite healthy, easy-to-make snacks?
Sure. Well, and about that, you know, I think that people tend to snack on sugar or savory stuff. I am a sweet tooth. So for me, it really was a question of swapping out the flavor with something, you know, the sugar, I should say, with something better for losing weight. So, for example, I love chocolate, anything, right? I think I'm not the only person like that. And so what I did was, during the years I was losing weight, was instead of going for the ice cream, I would just get plain, non-fat, no sugar yogurt, and I would take one of those large containers of them, and I would dump into it some non-fat, no-sugar chocolate pudding, instant pudding, and I would mix it all up, and I'd stick it in the fridge overnight. It had this pudding-like parfait consistency, and so I found that I could eat enough. You know, I could really eat the whole tub and not feel guilty, and not feel that I was, you know, eating something that I would rather be eating something else. So that's one of my sweet tricks. With savory stuff, most people who go for savory snacks go for crunch and salt and probably spice. And so you mentioned the fruit. So one of the things that I'd like to do is, you know, just get something like an apple, a green apple, or watermelon even, or mango. Sprinkle salt, sea salt, kosher salt, and a little bit of spice, cayenne pepper or paprika or anise even. And it's crunchy. It's salty and it's spicy, and really those are what you're going for.
Sounds good. I'm hungry now.
Better that. I mean, you can eat that all day. You know, you can only eat a bag of potato chips once every 3 years, you know, when you get to a certain age.
It's true. So, Dan, part of your whole mantra of de-stressing and living a simplified life, you have this term, GAI, G-A-I. Can you tell us about exactly what GAI is and how it fits into leading a simpler lifestyle?
Yeah. GAI is what I call my philosophy, and I borrow the word from my native language, which is Chamorro, and it's a sacred verb. It basically means is there now. You know the metaphor, the lights are on but no one's home?
Yes.
It's a similar, it obtains with the meaning of guy. It's kind of hard to translate it word for word. And so my philosophy, so guy is what I use to name my philosophy. And essentially my philosophy is your spirit, your style. You know, we think we can go out and buy fitness. We think we can go out and buy, you know, fabulous style, but it's not the truth. If it's not on the inside, it's not on the outside. And, you know, when it comes to fitness, you really have to find things that have and hold a personal resonance to you. You know, I mean, I've never ridden a bike, for example. I don't think I'll ever want to ride a bike, so I'm not going to go take a spin class. I recently took up rugby, and I suppose it's not coincidental that some of the greater rugby players in the world are from my part of my neck of the Pacific. So I wonder if I just sort of tapped into something. I mean, I'm by no means a great rugby player, but, you know, it means something to me. And it's the same thing with, you know, with decor. It's even the same thing with simplicity, you know. Simplicity is not, you know, pale green walls and all white plates. I mean, I think simplicity really has to be a very personal definition, and it needs to fit you, you know?
No, I think that it's great advice. So from the food we eat, to our careers, to lifestyle at home, what would you say are the top 3 things that you would recommend for all of us in terms of living a more simpler, less stressed type of life?
The top 3 things. Number 1, don't rush, okay? Nothing needs to be done right now, except maybe, you know, pushing your kid away from an oncoming car. I mean, really, things can wait. Take your time to make a decision that's smart as opposed to make a decision that's quick. So, again, I'm back to that immediacy thing. Number 2, your health is the most important thing. You know, paying attention to your health and your fitness is really indicative of a level of self-respect. And I think we all know that if you you know, you can't possibly love anybody else unless you love yourself, right? And third of all, you know, lighten up. You don't need half the stuff that's in your closet. I know, Wendy, that you probably don't. Right?
No comment.
I certainly try to live like that. You know, I swap things out. If I feel like I need a new pair of jeans, then I get rid of an old pair of jeans because then it just piles up. So, you know, don't rush. Pay attention to your health and lighten up.
And you do have this whole philosophy, speaking about closets and jeans and clothing, that if you don't wear it for a year, get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Why, though? What if you need it?
Well, if you haven't needed it in a year, what's going to happen in year two? Do you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I mean, what's the oldest item of clothing in your closet?
You don't want to know.
that's a misleading question because I own things that my father wore 37 years ago, but I wear them, you know. I wear them year-round, so.
Well, actually, speaking of which, because I was going to ask you, what's the oldest thing in your closet? And if you have things that your father wore, you all also speak a lot about legacy and using things that have been in the family, opposed to saying, okay, I've had my grandmother's shirt for 20 years, I don't need it anymore. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that there's something important about legacy and keeping kind of family heirlooms with you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that legacy is a very important element of style. You know, style isn't just a visual experience. Style is an emotional experience. And with me specifically, with my dad's shirts, I mean, they look great, but I think the reason why I get compliments on them is because I feel great when I wear them. You know, there's just a certain kind of energy that objects that have legacy, you know, have. And it's the same thing with decor. You know, I would much rather see, you know, grandmother's, you know, ratty Afghan on a sofa. I think that's so much more stylish than, you know, something that's just kind of anonymous and new and, you know, blends in with the color and ties in the wall with the carpet and all this kind of stuff. You know, it's that to me is not style. That's just sort of regurgitated, you know, photo opportunity. But, you know, use stuff that that has a history, and hopefully it has a personal history with you, and, you know, that you're halfway to style.
Great. And it's amazing how all of that kind of leads back to just being a happier, healthier, saner person.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you really can't, I mean, you know, we are in the information industry, and we like to give people, I mean, we're in the business of giving people really great information. That's one of the great things about Discovery and why I love being there. But the truth is, you know, it's the old, and I don't mean to sound schmaltzy or anything, but it's the Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz thing. You know, you've always had it, and we all have it. And I think that in our lives filled with stress and stress traps, we forget that we have the strength and the smarts and the capabilities to really lead simpler, healthier, and more stress-free lives.
Great. Dan, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
It's my pleasure, Wendy. Anytime.
Thank you.
Okay.
So to get more lifestyle advice from Dan Ho, just go to discoveryhealth.com. Thanks.